Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Anthony Volpe draws a walk in his first at-bat. Does not score, however, though the Yankees out of that inning. Judge will lead off now the next inning, but it's 1-0 Yankees. So the Yankees off to a good start, right? I'm curious, Bart, are people going to get into streaming as now the YES Network is offering streaming just like MSG will? And I wonder, do you think baseball is a sport that you would mostly prefer, especially because it's summer? The sun is out till 8:30 in the summer. I get on my boat. I want to be out at the beach. I want to be out. Don't want to be in the house. In the winter, it's like it's already dark. It's miserable. It's cold. So right after dinner, it's like, all right, go on the couch, put on the game.
Yeah,
but baseball, because it's a weekend, it's at night. If you have it on, like, say, your iPad, you can kind of go wherever you want, keep an eye on the game.
Exactly.
And then when something big's happening, just take a look real quick and follow it. But yet you could still be out and about doing the things that you like to do in the summer.
I think baseball is the perfect sport for streaming because it's not appointment TV. You know what I mean? You don't schedule your day around baseball. It's so many damn games, you'll never be able to do it. So I think streaming is best for baseball because they have so many opportunities to stream games. And you look at what happens as far as, going out and being able to do things. They had odd times, right? Football is on Sunday. You got one day where you schedule out what you're going to do on a Sunday. It's a lot different when you think about, baseball. I had a game today at 1 o'clock. The hell I'm going to do? Like, I'm at work. You can also be streaming at work.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
Well, of course. Yeah, that's the other part of it, right? If you're at work and you want to keep it on on a tablet or even on your screen, it is, a possibility. So I wonder if streaming service for baseball, like the YES Network, might do better
numbers
at the start than anybody else. Now, mainly it's the Yankees. So, of course, you're going to have that bigger audience just built in because of the brand. But I'm just curious to see if baseball-wise, like YES will do a lot better out of the gate with their streaming service than anyone else. Again, MSG is going to try it for next year. They're going to have it this summer. Just based on the fact of it's a sport that I would kind of want to just bring with me and just have it available to watch. Gerrit Cole so far, now again, they're in the top of the fourth. The Yankees are up 1-0. Gerrit Cole has 8 strikeouts already through 3. Gave up a hit, a couple of walks, though.
Must mean he's found his Spider Tacky 3000.
Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Either way, I'm not telling. Meanwhile, speaking of, again, MSG and everything else, the Knicks last night, Bart.
Hold on. Allen, it's 2 o'clock. What the hell are you doing?
Hang on. That's what I was going to do. The Knicks last night drew one step closer to a goal that they are trying to achieve that before the season not many people thought they could achieve. But they might have lost something along the way. We have to get into that now. We haven't done it all show. We have to get into it now. We set up the calls at 800-919-3776 because, Bart, it's hour number 3. It is Bart and Han. So what's that mean?
It's the power. It's the power. Hour, 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 hour. Knicks win. The Knicks win.
No, that was out to my guy. What's the old dude name? They call the Yankees games.
The old dude,
Susan, and used to be my guy, and John Sterling. Yeah.
He used to be your guy, and you can't even say his name.
Hey, man, listen, I got a lot of guys, man, like a lot of friends. You know what I mean? He's an OG. You know, it's crazy. Like one time, he was calling a game. We were talking and stuff, and like he thinks he's super fly, man. He got like a aviator leather jacket on. Got 4 buttons down with a scarf.
Hello,
and I'm
Bart.
Looking at
the one too low,
and we're talking, and I'm like, this dude has the Tracy Ellis Ross equivalent of hair in his nose. I'm looking, this has to be the hairiest nose. It was like a slight boogie in it. I was like, oh,
bears in the cave too, huh?
Yeah, I was like, man, this dude has an afro in his nose. Anyway,
had that, one time, I won't name who, I was in an elevator with like a super famous person, but I was happening to stand behind them.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was an older gentleman, but it's super famous.
Oh, I mean, he had ear hair.
No, dandruff.
Oh, snap.
And it was like, I'm not talking about like a little bit. I'm talking about it was like,
snowing.
Late December dusting in the morning kind of.
Oh, man.
And I just stood there just going like, damn, like nobody told them. Like, when you're that famous, like, somebody's got to be like, hey, come here. Let me
Sometimes you can be that big. What are you going to do? Hey, what are you going to do? Just run by him and get him a bottle of Celsin Blue?
Right. A little Head and Shoulders. Why don't you take care of this real quick?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Like, hey, man.
But like, look, when you're I'm 6'6". So, like, that perspective I have places, like,
yeah,
you kind of like, yeah, you have that different view. And there's just some stuff that you see on the scalp.
It has its advantages and disadvantages. Because some stuff you don't want to see, and there's some stuff that you enjoy seeing you don't mind.
How about you said Celsin Blue, by the way? Like, the reference to Celsin Blue is great.
Need that medicated dandruff help.
Now, let me ask you this. So Tom Thibodeau is on the verge of pushing the Knicks to a second.
Well, he don't need
second.
Celsin Blue. He ain't got no hair up there.
Well, but here's the crazy thing when you look at him. Look, the hair he's got left is sort of at that place of, yeah. Why don't you just go all in on this?
It's like Mr. Wilson, like when you look at it on Dennis the Menace. It's like, why y'all even draw those five stripes over the top of his head, man?
Also, with Charlie Brown, has that little like squiggly, right? And you're like, yeah. What is that supposed to be? Like,
and
I don't know what that is.
And I think he dyes it to make it look darker. So, bro. It ain't covering no more hair.
He does dye it, which is, again, also part of the issue. But still. He's on the verge of getting the Knicks to a second playoff berth in 3 years. Yep. They got 44 wins now on the season. So a lot of great accomplishments so far, and getting themselves pretty much on the doorstep now of clinching the fifth seed, where they'll play the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, they play the Cavs tomorrow night in Cleveland. Forget this game. This is not going to be a preview. Playoff preview. Neither team's going to show you anything. And now I'm wondering, we're waiting to hear on Julius Randle. I have not seen an update on him yet. But during this game, as I mentioned, what they gained, but what did they lose? They got Jalen Brunson back. He did play last night.
No fourth quarter, right?
Well, he was waiting to go in, but the bench played so well that Tibbs was like, forget it. You know, don't bother. Like, let these guys cook. And they did, so he didn't have to play in the fourth quarter. But Randle didn't play in the second half. He didn't play in the second half because he suffered an ankle injury that was one of those, as he's landing in a rebound attempt, his foot landed on Bam Adebayo's foot, and the ankle just gave. And that's what I hate about basketball. It's like the worst thing about it is those stupid little, I landed on someone's foot, and your ankle just gives out. He was down. He was in pain. He tried to walk it off. He took the free throws just so he could come back just in case, but never came back into the game. So, you know, we don't know the status. They're just calling it a sprain. And Tom Thibodeau, after the game, really didn't have much to say about it.
Be evaluated tomorrow. It's a sprain. So that's about the extent of it. So see where he is tomorrow.
Did they say whether it's a high ankle sprain?
They didn't. They just said sprained ankle and go from there.
Yeah, and they go from there. Now, again, the Knicks have to go from here, which is figuring out this is your best score. This is your top score. And yes, he has had some issues, but you know, this is still a guy you rely on to provide a lot of offense for you. And now the possibility of him being out of the lineup, as you're one win away or an opponent's loss away from clinching a playoff berth, you still have, it's a little over a week of the season left. And then you'll have a week off before the playoffs begin. So you essentially have 2 weeks to hopefully see if he can get right. And Tibbs just, you know, talking like a coach would, especially him would, about, okay, next man up.
You know, injuries, you deal with it, and now just focus on the rehab, get back as soon as you can. And we just went through it with Jalen, so it's the same thing. You don't replace him individually. You have to do it collectively, so we understand where we are and what we have to do, but we have more than enough on the bench, right? I thought our bench was terrific. Next guy, get in there, next man up, get it done. And that's the way we have to approach it.
He's right about the bench, Bart.
Okay, Obi. 40, okay, Obi.
Well, that's right. 49 points off the bench. 49 out of 101 points were scored by the bench, and Emmanuel quickly led them in scoring once again, three straight games now, with 24 points. But you just said it. Everybody that has talked about Obi Toppin, you know, needs to play more. Obi Toppin deserves to play more. They got to give an opportunity. Top 10 pick. Here's his chance. 5 games left in the season. I'd really be surprised to see Randall play tomorrow night. I would really be surprised if he even played on Sunday.
Right.
I don't know if he's even should play the rest of the season, just because you feel like you know you're going to make the playoffs. You need him as 100% as possible. And so give him that time to get right. So you're right, Bart. For Obi Toppin, here's your opportunity to prove you should be playing and to also make sure you stay in the rotation in the postseason.
Yeah, man. And you know, well, you're a little surprised that I saw more Hartenstein than actually Mitchell Robinson yesterday.
There's certain games, I thought Hartenstein's played great. Again, that bench played really well, and he stuck with those players. So Hartenstein quickly, Barrett, and Grimes played the whole quarter. That's it.
Are you ready to just insert Hart into the, or is his role just too important?
You know what?
I love to see him play, man.
It's a great question.
He's my new Naz Reid. I got Naz Reid, and I got Hart.
Well, you love Josh Hart because he's a dog like you.
Yeah, man.
But he just gets after.
The putbacks, following the ball, you know what I mean? Offensive rebounds. I mean, he don't quit.
Did you see what happened after the game? So he was talking to Jimmy Butler. He went to give him, like, you know, a little dap.
Yeah.
And Jimmy then saw a ref and started, you know, talking to the ref and ignored the dap, and Josh Hart was left hanging. Sad.
It's okay. You know I'm the equal dog as you. That's why. So you better show some respect.
But what you said, though, before, just a few minutes ago, is kind of interesting, right? Because of the options. Would you try, and Tibbs actually said this, Josh Hart in the starting lineup at the 4. Now, I wouldn't do it tonight because the Cavs front line, they've got Jared Allen, they've got Eric Mobley, they're too big. But would you want to take a look at it?
Yeah.
Because Tibbs said he could play some 4 because he's strong enough. He's tough. He's not big enough, obviously. I think he's like 6'5".
Right.
So, you know, you'd be overmatched against a team like the Cavs who have 2 7-footers essentially at the 4 and the 5.
But also they have to guard him too, and also him being able to get underneath him. We see Draymond routinely go against guys who's way bigger than him because he can get underneath him, and that really bothers a lot of guys that are big and athletic because he has the quickness to stay in front of them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm curious to see if they go there with it. Is it Obi? Or even he mentioned Jericho Sims. You remember him, the kid that was playing?
Bounce.
Played, yeah, a lot of bounce there. He hasn't played a lot, but do you go that route? So there's a lot of options, but I think Obi, this opens the door for the top 10 pick, the number 8 pick, gets a chance now to prove himself as someone who deserves to get minutes, because there was some concern that Obi might not play in the playoffs, that they might cut the rotation down even more. But now
– I'm really impressed with Obi and his three-point shooting.
We have another
really
home run.
He really improved it.
Another home run, Bart Scott.
By who?
Gleyber.
Okay. I thought you were going to say Judge. I was going to say, all right.
2-run homer.
Everything is awesome.
3-0 Yankees.
I thought you were trying to trade Gleyber Torres. Why don't you try to do that earlier?
Well, I mean, his value goes up the better he plays.
Oh, so would you trade him? Or is he an untouchable like R.J. Barrett?
I don't look at Gleyber Torres as an untouchable at this point. I don't think the Yankees do either. 800-919-3776 is the number. Let's get some calls. Judah in Queens. Judah, what's up?
Yo. Al, Bart. Just want to give a shout out. I'll let y'all know once more. Y'all the best thing since peanut butter and jelly on Wonder Bread. You heard?
Oh, man. That's what I'm talking. We ain't the crunchy, though. We the smooth. We not the crunchy because I don't want to put no hole
smooth,
in my bread.
Not the crunchy. Never the crunchy.
Cool.
All right. First things first, I want to get out the way. I just got off the phone with Julius Randle, right? He told me to tell y'all not to worry because it's not spinal. You know what I'm saying? It's not spinal.
I broke my back.
Second of all,
spinal.
It's not spinal. Okay, thank you.
My boy Lennox told me to tell you, Al. He told you. You know what I'm saying? What me say? Me not worry. Them boys from Miami, them all romp with the New York Knicks.
They look terrible.
Not want to romp with us.
No, they look terrible. You're right. I was a little concerned about this game, but yeah. Jimmy Butler didn't look right. They're a mess.
I know we spent a lot of money on Brunson, but yo, man, Emmanuel quickly is looking like if he played anywhere else, he'd be a starting point guard. What you think?
Is he Julius Brunson? Is he Brunson from last year where he showed up like against the Mavs and the Knicks may not want to give him the money that he wants? Yeah, they'll walk and regret it.
I'll tell you what, and Judah, thanks for the call. The kid just gets better and better, right? I will say that. he gets better and better. And I think he's a better defender than most people really give credit. I think he understands the moment. There's so much, like I said, there's so much about him that you love. But I don't want to get caught up in that because you know what it means? It means the Mark Jackson, Rod Strickland thing. You start doing the, can you play them together? Who should start? Is the other guy going to get, like, is quickly going to reach a point where he's like, I'm a starter in this league. I deserve to start. And it's like, yeah, but you know how valuable you are as the backup? Like, you know how important you are as the backup?
You got to pay him like a starter then if you want him to accept the role like that.
I see. I agree with you. And I actually think, I don't think that the money part is an issue. The Knicks aren't a franchise that is going to go cheap. Guy is as good as him, impactful. The coach loves him. The coach endorses it. Then you pay him. I mean, that's it. You pay him.
But you got to pay him and Hart. So what are we talking about?
Yeah, you pay him too. I mean, you love your Steve Cohen stuff, right? Well, you don't care.
Yeah.
Prince's own money. Well, the Knicks have an owner that's very similar to that.
When
where it's like, I will spend what it takes to win.
When does Fournier come off the books?
There's 2 years left. They'll move him this offseason.
That's going
to
hurt.
Yeah, they'll try to move him this offseason.
Don't worry, the Pistons are taking for you.
You're welcome.
I took your other dude, Kemba Walker.
So yesterday's show, I was telling you like how this game, I was curious to see how the building was going to be. Will it be hype? Will the players feel it? It's like the biggest Knicks Heat game we've had in a long time. There was a lot on the line for both teams. And for the Knicks, it was basically get a win and you're on the doorstep of clinching a playoff berth. And so speaking of Manuel quickly, he just talked about it last
felt like a playoff game, honestly. And we knew that coming in. Miami, you know, was right behind us in the standings. So we knew it was going to be a tough game. They gave us a great game. Credit to them. Credit to Eric Spoelstra. Well coached. So it's always great to play them. But, you know, like I said, really proud of how we fought today. You know, it was a great game. So
and the game was ugly, by the way, for most of that. It was you were
that
there.
First half, like, that 30 on there with 7 minutes? They're like, what the hell?
Nobody can make left, a shot.
Barrett going left, bringing him.
Yeah.
And then Mitchell catch the ball. Like, bro, he throw it out. Like, man, the basket is right there, man. Get a jump hook. Damn it.
That was not pretty basketball. What did you end up doing? So you were there, right? We got the hook up.
Out in town. Shout out to Jeezy, John.
Yep.
We had to hold me down, son. Kept the drinks going. Made sure Wally was drink for the halftime show.
But seriously, like what?
Ate
like,
a bunch of candy.
I had headset on. I'm, you know, Dean, John Giannone doing the call. So it's, you know, you're focused on the game. Did you get a feel like the building was lit? Like there was, because I got that feeling walking out. But what was it during?
I've seen it litter.
Yeah.
Right? And I think because it was so, like, especially early on when the Knicks out to the hot, good start and then Miami kind of answered. And then it was like, you look up, like, man, it's almost halftime. They only got 30 points. Like,
yeah,
what
that was bad.
What's going on?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
although Brunson hit that corner three.
No, yeah, it was no flow.
48-46, all right? Wasn't 48-46 the score at half, I think?
Yeah, it was no flow. Yeah, he hit it the last shot. Like, when they moved the ball, they tried to double, I believe, quickly. He skipped the pass to Hart. I think Hart passed it to him in the corner.
Right.
You know, 8-ball corner pocket. He hits it. You know, we were good.
Big shot. Man, that was a big shot. 800-919-3776. Dave's in New York. Dave, how you feeling?
How you doing out there, guys? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I've been listening to you guys for a long time. I've been growing up with you guys on the radio, you know?
Appreciate that,
my pleasure. I just wanted to get this out of the way. Alan, I'm going to follow up on what you said before. Randle shouldn't be playing till the end of the season, till he's 100%. Mm. I've had one of these ankle injuries when you land on someone's foot. It takes time. Don't push it until you're 100%. I don't know if you guys remember last year, towards the end of the season, Obi Toppin was going off. If you put the ball in his hands, give him his touches, he'll do his damage. But quickly he's got to get more playing time because right now Brunson is not 100%, and we got to get step-up play from R.J. Barrett. We got to step up from R.J. Barrett. Thank you guys for taking my call.
You got it, Dave. Yeah, I think Barrett is somebody that I watched that first half, and I was thinking that to myself. I was like, hey, like,
step up, man.
Kind of need more out of you. And, you know, during audio files, we had some fun with something, or he had some fun with it, what he said afterwards. Second half, he had 11 points. So, again, that's more of a 22-point performance, which is what you'd expect out of him. But 0 for 8 in the first half, and this is a funny little exchange about what this is Ian Begley of SNY asking him what was different, what happened at halftime.
Anything different for you after halftime?
I changed my shoes.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Why'd you change shoes?
I didn't lie. First pair weren't giving me what I needed.
Simple as that. First pair wasn't giving me what I needed, is what he said. But you know what? The Knicks need him to give them as much as he can right now, especially with Brunson coming back from the injury. Randall, we don't know, but that didn't look good. So you got him now in his situation. And as I'll mention again, Obi Toppin, this is your opportunity. You know, Bart, you always talk about how, what is it, things you do in the dark show in the light?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you have all this time in the quiet gym, putting in your work, waiting for your chance, right? That's what you expect. And we saw, you know, Quickley doing that. We saw, you know, Quentin Grimes doing that. You know, Deuce McBride does it. You know, they just toss him into games randomly, and the kid's always ready to rock. So for Obi, who has played but hasn't really gotten a lot of burn, doesn't get a lot of plays called from. It's mostly leak outs and kick out threes. But this is now, okay, let's see. Let's show you work. Show you work, because this team's going to need you right now, and they're going to need you probably starting Friday night.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, Alan, how do you think this is going to affect the rotation? Do you think that Simmons gets a little bit more burn? How do you think Tibbs is going to use
Simmons,
his roster? Yeah, Simmons, I'm sorry. How do you think that they're going to
so – who's Simmons?
No, the bouncy kid.
Sims. Oh, Sims.
Yeah, Sims.
I thought we were going into the Nets all of a sudden.
No, with, no, no. You know, always get somebody a fake.
Yeah, but that one really threw me off. Yeah. I could see Jericho Sims playing. I could see him playing because why?
Does he trust him? He used him early in the season.
Why do you think he would trust him to play and maybe even play some four with Hartenstein at the five?
Rebounding, and he's reliable, man.
Rebounding. Defense.
Yeah, he's reliable.
Because Tibbs is like, I got guys that can score. I need guys that can stop people and get rebounds. That's all he cares about with his bigs. I need you to stop, get stops and rebounds, and I got guys that can score on the perimeter.
He's a crazy lob threat. You get so many easy
points. And there's that too. High percentage finish.
Yeah, you break down the defense. He's such a great finisher there.
But the one thing
he did better in the dunk contest. That was embarrassing.
Yeah, wasn't very creative. But the one thing I worry about that is that it packs in the paint too much. You always want one guy that can stretch you a little bit, you know, like that can go out and hit a three and make you have to play out there. And maybe that's, you know, do they get Hartenstein top of the key, more of a passer, so Sims could be in the dunk spot. But if the two of those guys are in the paint together, it's just there's no room to operate. So it'll be interesting to see what they do, but the options are there. But look, they're worse off with Julius Randle injured. There's a lot more, obviously, to that we have to know the extent of it. But, I have not heard anything yet. But by looking at it, just simply by seeing it happen, looking at the look on his face, I would be surprised if he played another game the rest of the season and they would just want to get him ready so that he could be as available as possible for the postseason. That's why last night's win was so important, because it does afford you that, where you're literally on the verge of just clinching that playoff berth that you were trying to get.
I mean, so we'll get Debbie Downer. They look a lot better when he went out. Like, the ball moved, the court opened, their defense got better. That second unit, man, it seemed to flow. I know they're better with him, but almost remind me of like how LeBron looks when he's out there, and then when the other guys go out there, and how the Lakers look. Can we talk about the Lakers when we come back? Because it's one thing, the characteristics. You know how you can tell what a Knicks is and what a Laker is.
Yeah.
They got a type.
They got a what?
They got a type.
A type?
Yeah, they got a type.
What does that mean?
They always have a certain type of white boy. And I like it.
The Lakers have a certain type of white boy?
Yeah, because they always got Woody Harrelson from White Man Can't Jump. You can't judge a book by its cover, man. I love what they're doing out there, man. First, it was Caruso, dude that got, like, peninsulas all in his hair. Next thing you know, this dude dunking on everybody.
I see what you mean. All right.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Please tell me you're not buying into that. The whole Lakers are suddenly the favorites because they won a game. They win Chicago.
Don't be like
the prisoner of the moment. I love Wendy. I saw that today where he's so good with the drama. So he's like setting it up as, you know, oh, watch what's happening with this team. I'm like, man, no. Their defense has gotten better, but it couldn't have gotten worse.
Yeah, I just like to get back on, you know, on Pat Bev, who was trying to show up LeBron James, and you don't expect LeBron James to really come down to Patrick Beverley's level.
Right.
But
right.
I do like that Austin Reeves is a habitual line stepper.
Yeah. And he did the too small back to him.
Yeah, too small. And, like, listen, you got to give him some respect. Like, the Lakers are great at bringing in white players that you try and put a label on that you like, oh, damn. He ain't nothing like what, you know, you could always tell, like in football, heady player,
yep.
Great effort, defensive end, like, oh, that's a white guy. Like, oh, athlete, raw, fast. Oh, but they talking about a black player. You ain't got to tell me his name. You know what I'm saying? DeAndre Watson. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Randy Watson. You know that black. Guy's a raw athlete, explosive, powerful. Yeah, black guy. Bobby. Austin Reeves, like, you know, and they used to have one in Caruso. Who had that dog in him, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he was like, until he shaved it off and found the Manscaped and shaved it all off. Like, yo, like, why Elmer is this Fudd dude walking around with a damn peninsula in his head, man? This dude got little islands of hair all over his head. No hairline, though.
It's the, like, Caribbean, bro, just, like, on his,
yo,
head.
Like, yo, just, yeah, he got the Bahamas islands on his head. Like, bro, why, just cut it off, bro. Like, the headband, you ain't fooling nobody. It's like,
yo,
that commercial.
Why do you got the
Snickers
map of Hawaii on your head, man? What's up with that?
It's like the Snickers commercial. Like, John, we know that's a Snickers hairpiece. What are you talking about? Like, oh, never mind, man. But I like that, though. Like, I like that, you know, he plays with high energy. I like the defensive tenacity that he has. And I like
he's good.
He ain't no punk.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
he been out there
that
playing.
That's why LeBron likes him.
Watts. He out there playing at Watts. See, out here, no. You don't shoot on America, on Africa. You got to go shoot a sedan. And it's now here. The wind can blow your ball 2 inches to the left, 2 inches to the right.
All right. Well, meanwhile, I want to explain something because some people on Twitter have been asking me about this. We didn't get calls on it, but still, we're getting tweets. It's involving why Dallas losing to Philly last night, 116-108. And Dallas, after the trade, is just it just has not worked. And when Kyrie and Luka play together, it's literally, it's just worse. It's 3-8 when they play together. They have a losing record since the trade, and everybody thought, like, what a, you know, impact this will have. I don't care. Like, I don't care whether it works or not. Once Kyrie left Brooklyn, we didn't have to deal with it on a regular basis anymore. But
you don't think Kyrie can have the last laugh?
But we, what, not this year?
Yeah, not this year.
Here's why I don't care. But I am caring. Because, as I mentioned, I might have mentioned this before. Let me clear it up again. If you're a Knicks fan, you are watching the Mavericks right now closely. Because, as I mentioned, The West is tight. I mean, you've got from the fourth seed to the 12th seed is separated by 5 games. That's it. So a lot of movement happens from night to night. The Mavericks are now 37-40. So why do I care? Because that puts them outside the 7-10. They are 11th right now in the standings in the West. Once again, Alan, why does that matter? The Knicks own Dallas's draft pick, first round, for this year. They own it thanks to the Kristaps Porzingis trade. And Dallas right now is sitting in the 11th spot in the lottery. The Knicks get the pick. But if they drop right now to 10, the Knicks don't get the pick because it's top 10 protected. So we're talking about one win or loss from not getting a draft pick. That's how big this is. So right now, Utah has a worse record, and the Bulls have a worse record. So because of it, Dallas is outside the top 10. The Knicks get the pick. You want Dallas to have the 11th worst record in the league, not the 10th worst. That's why you're watching these last couple of games here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because 11th pick is valuable, Bart. It matters. But if they happen to get 10, so you want to watch. Dallas knows this. They're aware.
They're going to try to win one so they can keep their home pick.
What do they do? But seriously, what matters more to them right now? Edging out Oklahoma City so they could play the Pelicans in a 9-10 and then have to face, you know, the Timberwolves and the Lakers to see if they can get the 8th seed just so they could play the Denver Nuggets in the first round? Or do they want a top 10 pick?
They need draft picks.
Which one? But how do you tell Luka that? Like Kyrie, you could tell him, hey, man, we don't want to win tonight. He'll probably be like, all right, whatever. But how do you tell Luka we don't feel like winning? We don't want to win this game. Like, here's the thing. Last game of the season, Bart.
Fitty Smith.
Man. A win gets you the 10th spot. A loss, you're out. But it keeps a top 10 pick. Which way does Dallas want to play this?
I think, you know, it's hard to tell players to lose, but.
Yeah, there's ways you can do it, though.
Yeah. You got to change rotations, hope they get in foul trouble, tell them to be aggressive, let them get some fun. Listen, it's one of those things, man. Like, they have to replace Fitty Smith. They need a big, long defender, man. They lost their defense when they traded Fitty Smith. They got to be able to figure out how to get those. You know, the way you do it is by drafting the guy. You know, that's how you can ensure it. I don't know if Kyrie is for the future or not, but if what's cooking up with some mm-hmm. of the, you know, some of the rumors out there that Draymond will come over there to give him some defense and potentially because Luka don't need nobody to score. They're not going to pay Draymond and LeBron come over. That could be crazy.
I'm not buying it. Like, again, I don't see it.
Well, Draymond
going to Dallas?
Draymond's not going to have a lot of options.
Going to Dallas.
Because he doesn't fit with everybody. And he's a guy that you're not going to get any offensive productivity for what you're paying for. You're paying for him to be like a conduit. You know, a guy that can set Luka up with the same type of three-point shots with his screening ability and ability to be a point forward. And Luka can handle the scoring. They got enough scoring. They need a grit guy and a guy that can, you know,
they need defenders.
Facilitate offense and they also who can defend multiple positions.
Yeah, they need defenders, and they need some type of a big man who actually can defend and rebound. Like who can take away the paint. Their defense sucks.
Yeah, horrible.
Like they're just a bad defensive team, and they're a bad defensive team because their backcourt, Kyrie and Luka, are terrible defenders.
And so Luka, I don't get with Luka because like he's big enough.
I know he doesn't have the foot speed,
but he can be better than what he is.
Everybody can always be better, but you also with guys like them, they expend so much energy on the offensive end because they dominate the ball. You got to protect them. You got to hide them. You know, but you're right. Because even Steph Curry has to be adequate.
Right.
Like, Steph Curry can't just be the guy that's at least, a traffic cone.
At least be able to hold him off until the help comes, bro. Like,
so if you don't even care. If you're a Knicks fan, you're watching the Mavericks closely because all of a sudden you could have an 11th pick in the draft, which would be pretty nice. But it could be gone if that pick ends up being the 10th pick in the draft, which is they're hovering in that area right now. It's crazy. So certainly a reason to watch Kyrie and the Mavericks.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right. So, again, earlier in the day, the Mets announced that Justin Verlander would be going on the IL with a low-grade teres major strain. So, basically, in his upper back. It's essentially what it is. His shoulder. His back of his shoulder. They're going to rescan in a week. He can throw during this time. So let's first get an update from Billy Epler, the GM, on it.
Last night, post-workout, Justin told us about, you know, feeling a little something in his side. And so we sent him for an MRI this morning, got the results, and then had doctors look at it, multiple doctors look at it, and it showed a low-grade teres major strain. So the good news is he'll continue to throw. So he'll be throwing this week. And then in about a week, when the day of our home opener, we'll scan him again, and then we'll provide an update. So.
Seriously frustrated, obviously, for Justin Verlander, but there is one positive.
To be honest, in talking with a couple doctors, you know, this isn't obviously best case scenario. Best case would have been, hey, there's nothing there and you're just sore. But I would think this is probably second best case, you know, very, very minimal. And for me personally, having it not be the lat, that's what I was most concerned about. So similar area and the muscles kind of work in conjunction. That's why I was thinking that.
So, again, you're just hoping this is just one of those things, Bart, not anything too serious. But, of course, at 40 years old, these are the things you worry about. He and Scherzer are not young guys. So every time there's some type of strain or some type of issue, alarm bells are going to go off.
Especially when he was such a role warrior, such a dog last year, when you think about all the games and innings he pitched. And usually when we see some guys have, like, highest innings pitched of their career or close to it, they usually don't farewell the following year, and you're hoping that he can buck this trend. Listen, he's one of the best pitchers of this generation, and it's a great 1-2 punch. But, you know, Mets fans have a lot of scar tissue after watching what we've had to go through with DeGrom, and watching DeGrom, you know, seeming like he's going to be well, but not being able to depend on him for the better yet of the previous two seasons.
Yeah, and that's the part of it, right, is that DeGrom, you know, has gone through this, and you just wanted to get away from that part of it because – You know, you got a guy who's an ace. It's a matter of him. It's, you know, just a matter of can.
Scherzer wore down last year, too. He wasn't healthy late in the season. And I know he didn't reveal a lot, but he wasn't healthy. And now you have two guys like that.
Yeah.
And you're heavily dependent on those two guys being able to give you great innings to save the bullpen for days that they're not the starting pitchers.
Well, you won a Cy Young last year and, you know, 175 innings pitched. I mean, he was phenomenal last year. And it's like, you know, a guy like him, you just wonder, is fountain of youth. He's one of these guys that just knows how to pitch. And when you have those two, you feel like you've got a chance to win a lot of games. But most importantly, this is about postseason.
Yeah.
So as I say again, you know, as we talk about the Yankees, talk about the Mets the same way, is that it's a long road. If these guys are healthy, when it matters most in October, Mets are going to make a lot of noise in the postseason. But baseball is here. The season has begun. And so optimism abounds always this time of year. But Bart, when will Aaron Rodgers be a Jet? To me, That's really all I care about. Can we just get to that day, please? K-Show coming up next, everybody. See you tomorrow, Bart.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.